This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Kids are dropping out of school as early as the seventh grade. A new report out says in the 2014-2015 school year, 8% of Texas students who dropped out did so in the seventh or eighth grades. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, we take a look at the study and what the Fort Worth School District is doing to prevent middle school dropouts. For Jade Mayweather, problems at school started at a young age.
I used to get in trouble a lot, sixth and seventh grade year. Sometimes I used to skip school. I used to get kicked out of class. I used to, don't come to school at all, absent a lot.
Not yet a teenager, Jade was on the verge of becoming another statistic, a middle school dropout.
I didn't, really think it was that important to, come to school because I thought I would pass anyway, but...
But Jade got a warning from a college and career readiness coach at Leonard Middle School. Tracy May told Jade if she didn't start going to class and get better grades, she wouldn't pass. Jade turned things around. She's now an eighth grader, and you'll often find her at the Go Center. It's a classroom decorated with colorful college pennants and posters with scholarship and career information. The Go Center has computers and educational games. May says it's quickly become a popular place.
But students began to realize and understand, okay, let's go to the college lady, or they go for scholarships. And a lot of the different activities they come for, they don't all come for scholarships. They don't all come to look at jobs, but sometimes the activities that we do is geared towards college and career readiness. So they'll come in just to play the board game, college ready.
The Fort Worth School District has Go Centers in 11 middle schools and 2 sixth grade centers. There's also one in every high school, and 11 of those are staffed with a college and career readiness coach. Middle school is a critical time in a student's life, according to Chandra Villanueva. She authored the report, Stuck in the Middle Grades, for the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says there's a lot of focus on high school, and recently, educators have been making a big push for pre-kindergarten. Middle school is kind of getting lost in all of this. Villanueva says Texas needs to pay closer attention to the middle grades.
Kids are dropping out of school before they even hit high school. I think that was a little shocking for pretty much everyone who's reviewed this report.
Villanueva says the middle school years are critical years. Kids are going through a lot. They're in a new school, their hormones are changing, and some have difficult home lives. That means some kids are getting lost. In Texas, nearly 2,600 students dropped out of middle school during the 2014-15 school year. That's about 8% of the total number of kids who dropped out that year.
So we're actually losing a very large number of kids in these earlier grades, and I think that it just hasn't really been noticed.
In the Fort Worth district, of the 826 kids who dropped out during a recent school year, 125 of them, or about 15%, were in seventh or eighth grade. Christopher Riddick is director of student engagement and school completion for the district. He says his staff is working to keep kids in school. Every middle school, for example, has a mental health professional on campus. The district also contacts a student's family when trouble arises. A problem like truancy, he says, isn't just a district issue.
It's a community issue. And we do a lot of work in reaching out to families to let them know the attendance of their students in the form of warning letters, conferences with students, student attendance review teams, to look at trying to resolve some of the reasons for the child moving towards dropping out of school.
The district also has family resource centers and conducts home visits. Getting the community involved and teaming up students with mentors are recommendations the Center for Public Policy Priorities makes in its report. Villanueva, the report's author, says the state needs to do more to help middle schoolers. State lawmakers have already introduced a couple of bills this session that would study the dropout problem in Texas.
I think it's really about just kind of identifying the services that kids need and making sure that they're, getting what they need at the right times before they drop out.
The Center for Public Policy Priorities also says the state should create a pilot program at campuses where students are struggling academically. The so-called early warning data system would identify kids who are having trouble. And finally, the group says the state needs to study how to get kids who drop out back in school.
Okay, so today, guys, I want you guys to create a poster that describes the school that you're interested in going to, including your major.
Back at the GO Center at Leonard Middle School in Fort Worth, Tracy May talks to Jade and a classmate about their assignment. Jade says 8th grade's been different for her. She's showing up for class.
I don't get in trouble no more as much. And, like, I actually, like, care about school.
Just last year, Jade was close to dropping out. Now, after some intervention at her middle school, she wants to go to college. Stella Chavez, KERA News.